What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for our midweek look, some of those local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The executive approved on Monday to extend for another 6 months the measure that establishes a 30% discount that covers some 900 medicines, which has been in force for a year. This is the second extension that the government has issued to the decree that established this discount and that was promulgated on August the 10th of 2022. This measure arose from the technical table set up by the government with the purpose of facing the problems related to the shortage of medicines in the Social Security Fund, the CSS, and the Ministry of Health, MINSA. This measure has generated diverse reactions, especially from pharmaceutical and consumer unions, who have stated that the measure has not been beneficial or effective. The administration of the Panama Metro reported that the extension of Line 1 to the Villa Zaita sector is 79% complete. According to a report which was updated to the 8th of August, it is estimated that part of the work will be delivered in September of 2023, and it is projected to be operational by the first quarter of 2024. Likewise, it was anticipated that the first tests of the trains will be carried out next month. Currently, we're in the installation stage of all the auxiliary systems of the station, also advancing with the part of the finishes and roof of the station as well. The station is being built at a good pace, reported the Panama Metro. Now, regarding the viaduct, it is reported that the installation of the railway and the entire wiring system to connect Villa Zaita station to the existing system that reaches the San Isidoro station is being carried out. The extension to Villa Zaita will benefit some 300,000 people in the northern sector of the province of Panama, and the project includes a terminal station with a capacity of more than 10,000 passengers at rush hour. The 2.3-kilometre work was awarded in July of 2019 to the North Panama Line Consortium, and that was for an amount of $177,967,848. The defence lawyers of the 10 defendants in the business, the new business case, who benefited from an acquittal by the Second Criminal Court settlement, filed opposition briefs. This is to the prosecutor's request to revoke the sentence, alleging that the appeal was filed out of time. Avril Rosamena, lawyer for Ivan Clare, one of those acquitted in the process, maintained that the prosecution filed the appeal against the ruling of Judge Baloisa Martinez extemporaneously. Rosamena explained that the prosecution filed the appeal brief on the 21st of July, the last business day to do so, and that it was filed after 5 p.m. when the term had expired. He alleged that another error by the prosecution would be to have used an email to announce the appeal, a practice that, according to his analyst, is only used in the accusatory penal system and in civil jurisdiction, but not in the mixed inquisitive by which this case was handled. Meanwhile, William Parody, Vernon Salazar's attorney, said most defense attorneys agree that the prosecution erred in filing its appeal brief late. Now, Parodi also described as a serious error on the part of the prosecution to have filed an appeal brief after the deadline. Meanwhile, Basilio Gonzalez, Aaron Mizrachi's lawyer, agreed with the rest of the defense lawyers that the prosecution's appeal was out of date. In addition, he stressed that the prosecution used as an argument the application of Law 75 of 2015, which regulates the automated judicial management system, that is, the electronic file. Now, according to Gonzalez, this norm is not applicable in the files of the mixed inquisitive system, as is the case of new business, since this norm is applicable to the cases that are processed in the SPA. He stressed that in the mixed inquisitive system, notifications are made in person at the headquarters of the court or tribunal of the case. For his part, Rodolfo Palma, lawyer for Nicolás and José Carlos Corazón y Pérez Valladares, also presented a brief in opposition to the prosecution's appeal with the same arguments presented by the rest of the defense attorneys. The First Superior Court rejected an injunction of constitutional guarantees that Ricardo Martinelli Barrichao presented against the criminal judge Paloisa Martinez for decisions adopted during the trial of the former president and 14 other accused of the crime of money laundering in the case, as we just discussed, New Business. Well, judges Guimara Aparicio Ortega, Melina Robinson Oro and Liliane Ducret did not admit the Empero presented by Alfredo Vairino, Martinelli's lawyer, due to the decisions adopted by Judge Martinez specifically during the day of the 25th of May. The Empero was not admitted by the magistrates, considering that the harmful and transcendent characteristics that justify the admissibility of this constitutional action are not noticed. The New Business trial, for which Martinelli has already been sentenced to 128 months in prison and $91.2 million fine, was held from the 23rd of May to the 2nd of June. Several defence lawyers also protested because when the judge called the two protective witnesses, they did not appear, despite the evidence that they had been duly processed. Now later, when the trial entered its final stretch, prosecutor Elmeldo Anmarquez told Judge Martinez that the two witnesses had expressed that they feared for their safety. Although Martinelli, in his Ampro, maintains that the judge's actions curtailed the free and full exercise of the defence's right to question witnesses, the First Superior Court considered that the Ampero cannot be admitted because it was not proven that Martinez's actions affected constitutional rights and guarantees. Therefore, the requirement of harmfulness of the act is absent. The three magistrates warned Martinelli's defence that the use of the Ampero as a means to question evidentiary issues only proceeds exceptionally in those cases in which a fundamental right or guarantee has been violated by reason of an arbitrary sentence or a sentence in which that there is a lack of motivation or poor argumentation. Consumers are paying 39.5% more in electricity rates than a year ago, according to the July report of the Consumer Price Index. And this is from the National Institute of Statistics. In July of 2023, an adjustment of 9.2% was registered in the prices of the housing, water, electricity and gas group. Within the price structure, the cost of housing, water, electricity and gas services represent 7.7% of the total consumer price index. In this category are detailed the variations in consumer prices for rentals, maintenance and repair of homes, water supply, garbage, collection services, electricity and gas rates, among others. The largest increase in these services was reflected in the electricity bill at 39.5%. Market distortions due to the lack of tenders and climate change, which causes less water generation capacity while consumption has skyrocketed, have made energy increasingly expensive in Panama, and homes pay more. It is expected that the National Authority of Public Services, the SEP, after an analysis, defines what will be the increase in electricity rate that will apply during this second semester. The company submitted proposals for rate variations ranging from 0.01% to 5% in the case of ENSA. This is for their customers, and from 4% to 28% for Naturgy customers. These proposed adjustments vary based on the number of kilowatt hours each customer consumes. And the Institute of Meteorology and Hydrology of Panama, the IMHPA, issued a surveillance notice for the passage of tropical wave number 25 of the season. The wave will generate rain with significant storms in various sectors of the country, with the possibility of floods and landslides, the entity warned. And the notice will be in effect until 11:59 p.m. tonight, Wednesday, the 16th of August. The provinces of Panama, West Panama, Coclé, Herrera, Los Santos, Veraguas are some of the areas that are under this notice. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. A quick code roundup. Some of the stories in the local news, all compiled for you here on this morning's Breakfast Show.